We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have been waiting for a few weeks as a fan base, as a city, to find out who is going to be the new broadcast booth for the Washington football team. Julie Donaldson, formerly of NBC Sports Washington, was hired by the team as a vice president, and her first big task was putting together the broadcast booth for the club. And the announcement came down yesterday, right after we got off the air at about 2:10, that Bram Weinstein is going to be the brand new play-by-play voice of Washington, which is, you know, an incredible gig. There have been more popes in my lifetime than voices of that football team. Frank Herzog did it for almost 30 years, and then Larry Michael for almost 20, dating back to the mid-70s. So congratulations to Bram. And D'Angelo Hall, a buddy of ours who's been on the show a good bit, a guy I've got a great relationship with, is going to be the new color commentator, who I think will be a star. Now, the only challenge for the team is going to be to keep him from going to the network level sooner rather than later. Not really sure what happened with another one of our friends of the show, Chris Cooley, or Doc Walker, or any of that. But that's the new booth. It's going to be D'Angelo Hall providing color commentary. Mm-hmm. Bram Weinstein's going to be the play-by-play voice, and Julie Donaldson's going to be the host. They're going to do something really unique where she's hosting the broadcast from what they're saying, and she'll be the first female as a full-time member of a booth in the National Football League, which is, you know, a big deal. So an exciting announcement for Washington. Now, I want to break this down with you, but I've just got to get out of the way first.
Sure.
Just out of sheer transparency and honesty. I'm sure people have seen a couple places, and I got a million tweets yesterday. I was in the running for that gig, and it meant the world to me to have been one of the last couple people they were talking to. I'm not going to go into many of the details for a lot of reasons. You know, the process itself was great, but you know, you don't talk to a company about taking a job and then go spill all the beans. So the bottom line is this, being one of the last couple of people they were discussing that job with was one of the biggest thrills of my lifetime. And I was, you know, born into a family that loves that football team and have had the privilege for many years, Danny, now on the radio with you, and before that as a beat reporter, of making money talking about that football team. My wife's a season ticket holder and will continue to be. And that's the dream job. I mean, that, as you know, I want to do play-by-play. I've been lucky enough to call Valor games and Defenders games. And since I was a kid, you know, a lot of people want to play in the NFL. I wanted to call games. So just being considered for that gig to the extent that I was and getting to have the meetings and go out to dinner with Julie and some of the things that happened was one of the biggest honors of my career. But I congratulate Bram, and I'm thrilled for him, and I hope they do a really good job. The only reason I bring that up is because it would be awkward.
Sure.
If I'm sitting here talking about this and giving opinions, and people see something, J.P. Finley and others tweeting yesterday, you know, about my involvement. So I just think I have to be honest with our listeners. That having been said, the booth is set, and they've gone with Bram, and that came down yesterday, and they've gone with D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, and you were well-deserved to be in consideration there, and I congratulate you for that, and you're being very humble about it, but I'd expect nothing less. I don't get what they're doing. D'Angelo Hall is a star. We've said that from Jump Street. He is a star. I don't know what it means or why Cooley's on the outs. All he's ever done is been good. Maybe they had to turn something over. I don't know. But at the end, I don't understand what Julie's role is going to be. I don't get that. I don't get how that is going to work. I didn't get it when it was announced that she would be hosting. I don't know what that means. So, again, I'm just saying I don't know what that means.
Well,
but
let me jump in for a second. I think they're okay with that right now, if that makes any sense. They're being creative, and they're trying something different. They're
sure.
Trying to do a spin on what is their traditional broadcast booth. So, you know, whereas in my kind of time calling Defenders games, it was me sitting next to Logan Paulson, we're calling football. For Valor games, it's me sitting next to Santana Moss or Wes Hall, and we're calling football. It's not just going to be play-by-play person, analyst, normal broadcast. Again, without getting into all the nitty-gritty of the details, they're going to be trying something really unique that is different, that hasn't been done before. And they know that a lot of people are not going to understand what is a host, what is, but they are, they feel like they've got an idea that maybe years from now everyone will understand because a lot of teams are going to be doing it. So that's kind of the idea behind it. I think they're okay with the confusion for right now from people like you.
Right. And I, because I've never seen it. I don't know what it means. I don't know what that looks like. I don't understand that. So proof will be in the pudding. But I will say this. I don't know Bram. I've never actually met him. As always, I've always heard nice guy. And good for him. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. They should not have gone with that guy. There are two choices that I would have seen that would make a lot of sense. The bold choice, okay, and I'll get to that one in a second. The bold choice I'm talking to right now. The smart, safe, this makes great sense, no-brainer type choice would have been Steve Buckhantz. That's the comfortable pajamas. That is the that's your bed on a cold, rainy night. A beloved broadcaster who's been here a long time, DC ties, play-by-play bona fides that are above reproach. He's done it for the Wizards/Bullets for, 20 years himself, would be excellent. He would just simply slide in and be excellent. That, to me, was the safe. That choice makes sense because, again, a beloved figure, you engender some goodwill, boom, goes the dynamite. Steve Buckhantz doing all the things that you'd want the play-by-play guy to do. That would be the easy choice. The bold choice is my friend Grant Paulson. That with, and with the respect, you don't have the 20-some years doing play-by-play that Steve Buckhantz does, right? And that's not your fault. You're 31 or 32 years old. If you'd started doing it when you were 12, we could have a different conversation. But the bold choice is Grant, and here's why. It's basically saying, this guy will do this job for decades. This person will be an institution with us. We are finding the next great talent. He will be here. He will be ours. All the studio shows, all the interviews, all the front-facing stuff, all the analysis, all the things that come with that broadcast could have been yours, should have been yours, to then sort of, make as you see fit, sort of bring in some new life and allow you and them to sort of grow in this relationship for a long time. It would have been like, it's like grabbing the AA prospect and throwing him right into the major leagues and finding out that he's Juan Soto. And next thing you know, you've got a linchpin of your organization for years.
Well,
it could have been a decades-long relationship,
so
and it would have been perfect.
I don't want to cut you off. It's uncomfortable for me for you to be saying that. It's very nice, and I appreciate it. A couple of things I'll say is, obviously, you didn't know anything that was going on.
No. Nope.
I mean, my family, that was my wife, my baby who can't understand anything I was talking to about it, and my parents.
Like, she keeps secrets.
That was kind of the gist. My siblings didn't even know really what was going on because it was all so private. I appreciate you saying that. I mean, look, I'm not doing a humble bit. I shouldn't have been one of the last couple of people involved in this thing, I don't think. For me, if you're asking me, you're Grant Paulson, you get to hire the next play-by-play voice of this football team, I probably would have just called Steve Buckhantz and asked if he wanted the job. I think Dan Helly, as an example, a buddy of mine from out in L.A. who's called a lot of play-by-play and is from this market, would have been an incredible hire. So, for me, there's no sour grapes here. This is not like that should have been my gig. In fact, I don't know how or why I was kind of in the end game, one of the people they were still talking to. I think that's fairly absurd, and it's amazing that was the case. I'm happy for Bram, and I'll say this. You mentioned you want someone that can be doing it for a long time. He's only 47, so he could do this for 20, 25 years or whatever, and they could all grow together, and I hope that happens. But anyway, it was really cool to be in the mix, and I just wanted to get that out of the way as we talk about the booth,
sure,
not just now but in the future, because there's got to be some transparency here where if people find out after the fact what was going on and they go, well, wait a second, you're talking about this like you don't know anything. No, I want to be as honest with our listening audience every single day as possible, so I just wanted to mention that. But as far as the booth goes, it's going to be unique, and I'm curious to see the way that they're going to go with it in terms of just having kind of a free-flowing, interactive broadcast based on what Julie's talked about publicly. I think it's a fascinating idea, and it'll be compelling to see. But I'm really happy for D'Angelo, man. I'm pumped for the guy. He knows football. He presents it in a way that's energetic. I know you, years ago, like I did, you always talk about, when you think about D'Angelo, the opinion you had of him has just changed so much over the
100%.
Years.
100%.
He's going to be a superstar in this industry, and I cannot be happier for him, and I think the team made such an awesome hire in bringing him on. Now, I don't really know, and I haven't been able to get a hold of Chris Cooley to ask him some of these questions. I don't know exactly what was going on his side of things. You know, I'm a big fan of his and very close with him. He was at my wedding, but I'll miss his analysis. I can tell you that. I think he is sensational in that regard. I mean, he could be doing commentary on Fox every Sunday if he wanted to, and we had him in our backyard. So two very, very qualified, talented people, the guy in Cooley that had the gig and the guy in Hull now that will. And I hope the best for him and his future endeavors.
He's a stud, and I feel bad that he's, you know, just seems like summarily dismissed or whatever. They moved on. I understand, given the events of the last month or so, right, and just in terms of this organization trying to turn the page, by all accounts, Chris Cooley didn't do anything wrong, but they're trying to rebrand and do something new, and you know, that's kind of one of the casualties of that, so that makes sense. It's just it's hard for me to understand. Well, I don't know how to say this in a nicer way. Again, by all accounts, he's a nice guy. The marketplace has spoken many times over on Bram Weinstein, but for some reason, people keep saying, "And here's Bram Weinstein. Let's do some more of it." I don't know what else has to happen before somebody says, "Maybe not the TV show, maybe
that's
not the radio show."
Aggressive. That's it,
I'm just saying there are far better choices in terms of what the public might be excited about, but. Again, he's by all accounts a really nice dude, and I'm sure that served him very well in terms of getting looks like this. So it's a huge get for him to be able to do that. Because again, I'm not sure what was going on with his Fox show or the radio program. I don't know if it was canceled or still happening or whatever it was, but it didn't really show up in the data that we get about who's doing what in our little industry. But good for him. I suppose I'm happy for him. Again, I've never met him. But I think there were clearly better choices for a million reasons.
Well, I congratulate him. I congratulate Julia's tough decision, I'm sure, and the whole crew. And I wish them very well. And I'm looking forward to hearing that first broadcast in week one. It'll be tough because there's no preseason games. And you're going through a COVID season now where there's no fans in the stands. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to travel or not. But Charlie and Dave, as an example, are calling games off monitors, you know, that are on the road. So won't be probably the easiest first season. But I'm looking forward to seeing them grow. And, again, thanks to her and the team for even considering me. Meant a lot. But we can get more into the booth as it's been put together a little bit later on in the show. But with a lot of you guys kind of asking questions since yesterday and some of the things that came out publicly, just wanted to hit that here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.